NPR's John Burnett is with the headquarters of the 1st Marine Division in Iraq, somewhere north of the Euphrates River and nearing Baghdad. John, you've heard from a Marine Corps general today about these Iraqi militias that continue their attacks. What did the general say?
Bob, it was interesting because he started to fill in the details about the kinds of conflicts that we're hearing about from these large cities in the south, such as Diwaniya and Nasiriya. And what it looks like is happening is that even before this war started, there were pre-positioned weapons, there were combatants, these irregulars, these paramilitaries who were waiting to attack the supply lines of the U.S. troops. And so these two cities in particular seem to be centers of resistance that are really contributing quite a few fighters against the U.S.
The Deputy Commander of Operations at Central Command in Doha, Qatar, General Vincent Brooks, says the Iraqis are actually forcing civilians, women and children, out in front of them as human shields. Does the general say that 1st Marine units have actually seen that?
Actually, we did hear this morning. He said that what he saw was the Marine units told him that they saw gunfire.
John Burnett on a satellite telephone having a little difficulty, and we certainly hope to reach John again. John, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we were talking about the human shields.
Yes, and that... In any case, he said, in very uncharacteristic fashion, when you have a firefight in a street situation, there were women and there were old men, there were children standing there very close to the line of fire, not running for cover. There were the two incidents that he saw like this, and he believes that they were there against their will. They were being used as human shields, though he didn't actually see people with pointing guns at their heads.
Well, how do the Marines deal with that? What do they do?
Well, we're hearing again and again about how carefully they're picking their targets because they're trying to win, as it were, the hearts and minds of the civilian population here by not causing a lot of what they call collateral civilian casualties. And so we're told again and again how they are, when there is any question about whether there are civilians there, about holding their fire and only waiting until they see a weapon brandished before they open up on them.
Well, determining who is a civilian seems to be a big problem here.
It is, because so many of these fighters, these paramilitaries, these Saddam loyalists, they're dressed in civilian clothes in these black dishdashes, and they're walking beside the road. And in some cases, they even said that there were surrenders of Iraqi troops, and then as soon as they went into U.S. hands, there were some gunmen behind them that opened up, almost using the surrenders as a shield as well. And Bob, I wanted to say one more thing. There was an incident at a hospital in Nasiriyah 4 days ago, in which there was some fire coming from it. There was clearly a flag with a red crescent flying above it. Again, this is all coming from this Marine general. I have not been able to confirm this on the ground. And the Marines thought there were some American POWs in there, and it turned out that indeed two captured soldiers had been treated earlier in the day, but then had been spirited away. But they did find that there were gunmen shooting from there, that it was being used as a weapons cache. There was a T-55 tank there. And so, once again, we're told, this violates the rules of war, using a hospital in a shooting war.
Are the Marines advancing today?
It seems to be a lull. The best that they'll tell us, and they're fairly coy on this matter, is that all of the elements have to be in place. I was listening to your conversation with Steve Inskeep in Doha about the 4th Infantry Division, and there's some indication that until all of these warfighting elements are ready to move on Baghdad, no one is going to move forward. And so the Marines stress they are not being held back by all of this harassing fire we've been talking about, but they are choosing not to advance until the time is right.
NPR's John Burnett with the headquarters of the 1st Marine Division in Iraq. The time is 19 minutes past the hour.